Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
Yep, I don't know about you, but it is my season and it is my moment, as Minister Churchill Seladule says. Welcome to the second hour, and it is actually the final hour of Spectrum. Remember, it's just 2 hours on a Monday and a Friday with me. Nonetheless, I did make a promise that something was up my sleeve for the grade 12 learners. And I think as a parent, I believe it or not, I've got 2-year-olds, yes, but my niece is in grade 12. So this certainly means something for me as well. So when I say as a parent, I'm wearing those shoes as well. So as a parent, this is really, really an exciting one for me, I must say. I'm not having this conversation alone, though, this afternoon. Nope, but I do have a guest on the line. Don't you just love technology? Because I certainly do. From Alan Gray this afternoon, I'm chatting to Jerry Langenhoven, who's the Program and Personal Leadership Officer. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Luca. Thanks so much for having me.
I must say this really excites me. Such things do excite me, Jerry, because I think, you know, I just almost 15 years ago, I was in matric. And it's actually 17 years ago. I'm old, eh? And and I remember, just before completing matric and thereafter, I don't want to say I was confused, but the opportunities just weren't as much as I thought they were. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, this is super, super exciting. And I think let's start here, Jerry. With youth unemployment still one of South Africa's biggest challenges, how do programs like the Fellowship help young people create opportunities instead of only looking for jobs?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for that question. So at the Alan Gray Orbis Foundation and with the fellowship program, we really aim to develop young people and to develop them into being entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want our young people to gain entrepreneurship skills. And our aim is that they will start businesses. And in starting these businesses, they will be able to offer other South Africans meaningful and dignified employment.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, we can reduce the unemployment crisis we're facing, as well as reducing poverty overall within our country.
Wow. Listen, I'm going to throw you off every now and again in the midst of our conversation, because I am a curious person in general. And like I said, I've been in this position before. And so when you speak of grade 12s and them finding direction, for me, this is a huge passion of mine. But before we get into all that chatter, how does the fellowship support grade 12 learners with funding, mentorship and entrepreneurial skills to build a future in a tough job market?
Absolutely. So grade 12s apply to our program, and we go through this quite a rigorous selection, quite an intense selection process,
mm-hmm.
because we really have a select few learners that we'd like to fund. And once they start their university journey, that's when the fellowship program really begins for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we offer needs-based funding to these first-year varsity students, essentially. And there's various forms of mentorship throughout the years. In the first year, they will be mentored by another student. And in the third and fourth year of the program, which is the program is actually 4 years in duration, we actually offer what we call industry mentorship. So in that case, we'll find someone who is in a similar field, who is in the industry, in that space, to actually come and mentor our students so that they can get that insight into the working world before they actually complete their studies. And even further to that, each student on our program, which we call Candidate Fellows, by the way,
mm-hmm.
each student is supported with an entrepreneurial mentor. So this will be someone who's a practicing entrepreneur or business owner who can actually give them real-life feedback, advice, and practical information on how to run a business.
Okay.
And they're also supported by someone like myself. I am a personal mentor or personal leadership coach.
Mm-hmm.
And my job is really just to walk alongside the student throughout the university journey, to offer them the needed support and to coach them on their goals so that they succeed and fulfill their potential.
Okay. Now here's my curiosity. This is where it comes in. Is this is this some form of a bursary, or does it go alongside a student's studies? Is it separate from a bursary, or is it just one of those, once they're in varsity, then you begin to walk with them in if they are in the entrepreneurial field?
Yes, so great question. This is a bursary first and foremost. Mm-hmm. So we do offer needs-based funding to students. We will completely cover their university tuition fees. In some cases, depending on the need, we would cover residence and meals as well.
Okay.
But what we also offer is a tutoring allowance as well as psychosocial support. So as you know, many of our young people these days are having these challenges where they're struggling to adjust to university life. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of challenges they're facing that they go through. So we identify the need to actually offer them psychosocial support so that they can be supported and encouraged throughout the duration of our program as well.
Oh, very interesting. I must say, I'm going to throw in a challenge to you there and Spelele, because I think she's listening right now, for you guys to come back and have a conversation about that other high school scholarship as well. Because I'll tell you right now, in our household, we're challenging our grade 6 nephew to say, hey, come high school, we want you to get that Alan Clay bursary. So one of these days, you guys need to come back and give clarity on that one, because that's the challenge in our household right now.
Absolutely. And that's the lovely thing about the foundation. We do try and basically accommodate students at various levels. And although I'm here to talk about the fellowship program, we do also have exactly what you mentioned, which is a scholarship program. So for high school learners, just to give them a little bit of a leg up and an advantage in terms of their high school education, because of course that is also quite important, and that can be what propels our young learners to really reach their potential and fulfill their destiny.
Okay, now while we added Jerry, I did say I'm just going to put you on the hot seat and ask you my questions here.
No problem. So
what type of grade 12 learner are you guys looking for? What is the criteria that you guys are setting out for these grade 12 learners? And perhaps let's look at how early can a learner start applying for this program?
Okay, lovely question. So just to be clear on one thing, the applications are open right now. So if any of the following criteria applies to any of your listeners, we do encourage straight away that you head to our website and apply online, and I will give those details in a moment. But regarding the type of young student we're looking for, we're looking for South African citizens first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for grade 12s that are South African citizens and that are not above the age of 21 years old.
Okay.
We do have some academic criteria and requirements as well. So we are looking for, we're looking firstly at the grade 11 results. So since it's got quite early in the matric year, of course, we're looking for those final grade 11 results. And we're looking for a minimum of 60% in pure mathematics or a minimum of 80% in mathematical literacy for the final grade 11 results. And overall, Luko, we're looking for a minimum average of 70%, and that's excluding life orientation.
I must say, it's very fair. I thought it would be like in your 85s, 90s. I was like, yeah, no, you must really. No, I think it's very fair, I must say. But also tell me, Jerry, why is this fellowship such a valuable opportunity for matric learners who are worried about funding and employment?
Oh, that's a great question. So besides the academic requirements I mentioned, we're really looking for learners who are passionate about their communities, who are passionate about making change in their communities and within our South African society, where there are still so many challenges that remain and so many challenges that South Africans face on a daily basis. We're looking for youngsters that are also curious, that like asking questions and solving problems, and that like coming up with innovative ideas. So for this program, as I said, besides the financial support and the personal and entrepreneurship development, which will take place, by the way, through workshops, seminars, and interesting learning experiences, we also actually offer access to funding. So if you are someone who already, if you're a student who already potentially sell sweets or some chips at high school, or you really like making money, you're interested in entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. once you're on our fellowship program, we have a capital funder, so a company that essentially provides us with funding, and we have various competitions and opportunities where you can pitch your business ideas and win funds to help you start up your business, even as a young student. And I think that makes this program really special.
I love that. I think you really are more, I think, specific about what you want, because imagine a young person going to varsity with a full scholarship and still continuing with, you know, their business because it's fully funded, while also just, you know, having their hand held throughout the journey. That's really beautiful. Absolutely. To hear, Jerry. I must say it's really a great opportunity. Anything else you'd like to add?
Let me just check my notes. I think I've mentioned quite a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think the mentorship is another key element. Mm. Just to reiterate that, so that students don't kind of enter the working world feeling left alone.
Yeah.
And just to make one thing clear as well, perhaps, while I'm here, Luco, we're not even saying that you necessarily have to start a business while being on our program.
Okay.
That's something we welcome, and that's something that we'd love to encourage students to do. But we also don't want students to feel like if they haven't started a business yet or tried to start one, that this opportunity is not for them.
Mm.
We're simply looking for students who are curious, as I said, and who really just want to make the lives of other South Africans better and have a positive impact. And if you meet those few academic requirements, then this opportunity is absolutely for you.
I'm guessing you are more focused towards the business-centered faculties, right?
Yes, so that's a great point as well. Thank you for raising that. To be honest, we are quite flexible with the degrees we support.
Okay.
And I'll just read through them quite quickly. We work with the various universities across South Africa. So if you are a student looking to study at WIT, UJ, UCT, NNMU, Rhodes University, UWC, Stellenbosch, University of Pretoria, the University of Free State, the University of KwaZulu-Natal, or Tshibang College, then you definitely are eligible. And as far as the degrees goes, we're looking for students that are keen to study commerce, science, engineering, or law, humanities, or art and health sciences. So the only degrees we really exclude, Luco, and let me put it like this mm-hmm. for the listeners so that it's quite clear, we essentially support all the degrees at the universities mentioned, except for medicine, veterinary science, and dentistry.
For once, they're excluded. Because opportunities are always for them, so I thoroughly understand.
We're trying to level the playing field.
You know, here's another trick question for you. I'm just not. This is going to be my parting question, though.
Sure.
Let's say, for instance, a child perhaps did grade 12 already, mm-hmm. and took a gap year, or they're just one of those. Let's be realistic, Jerry. They probably didn't do as well in grade 11, and you found them doing grade 12, and they did extremely well. But let's say they're already out of matric, and this is an opportunity they feel would be fit. Would you take a student that's out of matric already, or are you strictly looking for those who are currently in matric?
A great question as well, Luco. So we are a little bit flexible in that regard as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if a student has taken a gap year, maybe they wanted to learn a little bit more about the world or embed themselves in the working world or in society, mm-hmm. they are still able to apply. And I think the 21 years of age is the limitation there. So
okay.
As far as I can see and as I understand about these requirements, we will look at those grade 11 results. So those are quite important. And
okay.
maybe this is also just a note to the grade 11s out there to really just buckle down and put in the work this year
mm-hmm.
so that this opportunity is more accessible to them for next year as well. But if you have taken a little bit of a break and you're still under the age of 21, then we welcome you to apply.
Absolutely beautiful. Jerry, thank you so much for your time. And thank you to you and Alan Gray Foundation for making sure that South Africa's youth is still supported, especially financially, because we are living in times where education has become so expensive.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Luco. If I could just end off with where the learners and the guardians and the parents can find us. So you can find us on our, you can find the fellowship program opportunity on our website. That's www.allengrayorbis.org, or on our Facebook account, which is just the Allen Gray Orbis Foundation, or Allen Gray Orbis on TikTok and on Instagram.
Absolutely perfect. Thank you so much, Jerry, and have a lovely weekend.
Thanks so much, Luco. You as well.
Strengthening your faith daily on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.